concludes our show. You've been listening to the Global Research News Hour. You can hear our program every week on campus community radio station CKUW 95.9 FM and on partner radio stations across the country. The show can be heard on the Progressive Radio Network at prn.fm and can be downloaded from the website globalresearch.ca. Thank you for joining us. If you have any questions or comments about today's program, feel free to send your feedback to globalresearchnewshour@gmail.com. I've been your host, Michael Welch. Join us again next week.
You're listening to Community Radio Overnight, a showcase of great radio programs produced by volunteers at campus community stations across the country. Brought to you by CFRU 93.3 FM. The following is a recent episode of The Red Eye, which comes to us from Vancouver Co-op Radio.
Listening to Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM. Good morning and welcome to Red Eye for July 5th. I'm Jane Williams and I'm here until noon with 3 hours of arts, music, politics, and ideas. Nice little bit of Glenn Gould to start us up on this slightly cloudy Saturday morning, and I hope you're going to be able to be with us right through until noon, because we have a great show coming up for you. We're going to start with a look at the financial industry. Towards the end of the 20th century, capitalism changed, big business emerged, and with it, big finance. Kostas Lapavitsas is the author of Profiting Without Producing, How Finance Exploits Us All. Recently, he spoke with Paul Jay of the Real News Network about how the rise of finance in the early part of the century laid the groundwork for the recent financial collapse. 2 weeks ago, the Harper government gave the go-ahead to the Northern Gateway Project. Environmental, civil society, and First Nations, as well as all opposition parties, responded with strong criticism and expressed their resolve to stop the project. We're going to be joined this hour by Owen Madden of the Wilderness Committee. Following that, a business program for youth, which emphasizes collaboration over competition and community over profit, has been established in the downtown East Side. It's called Groundswell, and its founders promise that the program is only the start of a movement to grow a community of mutually supportive, ethical enterprises in Vancouver. We're going to speak towards the end of our first hour with Groundswell facilitator Riley Yeo about the program and its future. In our second hour, Rebecca Spooner from Survival International will join us to talk about a controversial new gas project in the Peruvian jungle. And then at 10:30 Contact, that's a chance for you to call in with community announcements, news updates, or comments. Following Contact, we'll have some excerpts from a public forum held just after the landmark Zocotin case was first argued at the Supreme Court of Canada last fall. And in our third hour, a special talk by George Monbiot on the pricing of everything, and that was recorded in April 2014, that's this year, at the Sheffield Political Economy Research Institute. Now a little more Glenn Gould. This is Toccata in E minor, and this is from the CD The Essential Glenn Gould. Thank you. unmistakable Glenn Gould. That was Toccata in E minor. The abolishment of the Glass-Steagall Act in 1999 is seen by many as an important cause of the late financial crisis. Glass-Steagall was established in 1933 to separate commercial banks from securities firms. Critics of that repeal argue it permitted Wall Street investment banking firms to gamble with their depositors' money. But that's not the view of Kostas Lapavitsas. Kostas Lapavitsas is the author of Profiting Without Producing, How Finance Exploits Us All. Recently, he spoke with Paul Jay of the Real News Network about the rise of finance. Paul began by asking him about the view that repeal of laws like Glass-Steagall caused the recent financial collapse. And while we're trying to get Kostas Lapavitsas and Paul Jay on, we're going to listen to just a little more music.
Just